Ranges. As the world celebrates World Rangers Day, John Lentulla, scars are a sign of reflection of the challenges he and his colleague undergo daily in protecting the country's pricey wildlife heritage. Lentulla, a ranger from El Mamus community in Makogodo Forest, Lycopia County, narrates how he missed death by whisker following banditry attacks on June 22, 2022 while in pursuit of stolen camels between Isiolo and Lycopia border. He was speaking at Kenya Wildlife Service, KWS, Lycopia Station as he joined over 250 rangers to mark the World Rangers Day that is celebrated on July 31 annually. The day is meant to celebrate the incredible work rangers do in protecting the country's treasure and at the same time remember those who died or were injured in the line of duty like Lentulla. This year's World Rangers Day theme 30x30 further sought to draw attention to the role that rangers play to ensure the target of achieving 30% of area under conservation in the country by the year 2030. As he narrates the deadly ordeal, one can quickly notice a scar on his left cheeks and some slurred speech which he quickly points out to us was as a result of the killer bullet, a day that forever remains etched in his mind. As a ranger we go through a lot of challenges in the endeavor to protect wildlife from poachers and also presence of bandits in the forest. I am a victim of gunmen who shot at me while trailing stolen camels. That's why I can't speak clearly, reveals Lentulla. At the same time, he points out that despite the challenges they encounter while in their daily routine including stress-related issues, he was happy to join other rangers in the county to share experiences. I am happy as a ranger to celebrate with my colleague and glad for the support we receive from KWS. We are the ones at the grassroots level and they have entrusted us with the conservation responsibilities. We update them on all what is happening, he notes. Rangers commemorating World Rangers Day in Nanyuki, Lycopia County on Wednesday, July 31, 2024. Over 250 rangers took part. Lentulla is among thousands of rangers across the country who have encountered similar incidents or even worse at the hands of bandits and sometimes wildlife attacks while in the line of duty. Joyce Naiptali, a ranger from Naibunga Lower Conservancy in Lycopia North, says that her only challenge is human-wildlife conflict and especially during this rainy season. She however applauds KWS for their quick responses in addressing human-wildlife related incidents whenever she calls upon them. The rangers reveal that technology advancement has aided in monitoring wildlife and make their work easier as compared to previous years. Lycopia East Deputy Commissioner Patrick Mooley said that rangers needed support aimed at motivating them and making them feel as part of the society. This is a very important occasion in being together with our rangers since they also need to feel that they belong to the society, said the administrator, adding that with technology, wildlife conservation was on the right path. KWS Mount Kenya Region Assistant Director Elima Hapicha pointed out that rangers were the backbone of wildlife conservation and hence celebrating the work of rangers was remarkable. She said that Lycopia County hosted three-quarters of the wildlife endangered species, both the black and white rhino, which rangers have been in the front line protecting. She pointed out rangers encountered unique challenges from Aberdare Forest, Mount Kenya and the vast Lycopia landscape which arose from different wild animal species. We have had interactions from rangers coming from different conservancies so that they can share the challenges that they go through as far as wildlife conservation in various sites are concerned, said the KWS Mount Kenya region boss. Additionally, she revealed that rangers had field excursions to Olpaheta to learn about the latest technologies that aided the work of a ranger. On his part, KWS Director General Dr. Erastus Kanga, who was also the chief guest during the World Rangers Day celebrations in Nanyuki, lauded the rangers for their strong commitment to KWS conservation-led campaign dubbed Tunza Mali Yako and for being in front line on nurturing and protecting Kenya's natural heritage. Meanwhile, according to the International Rangers Federation, IRF, this year alone about 140 rangers in 37 countries are reported to have lost their lives and over 1,300 have died in the past 10 years while in line of duty.